We're talking Jade's other daddy now.
That's right. I have an other daddy. We're calling him Glenn Daddy. Daddy Glenn.
So give us the backstory. Last year on the show, Glenn thought that you were, in fact, his long-lost daughter.
Yeah. So he reached out and he asked me a question. Huge yeah. thing to do. We even met him. We came to the studio. He's a really nice guy. I feel bad because I wasn't his other daughter.
Not your
his
fault, long lost by daughter. The way.
Not my fault. But yeah, because he's just a nice guy and he's cool. And obviously over the last year, like, he sent me the odd, message through Facebook and whatnot. And, he actually sent me only on Tuesday a picture because he knows how much I like Taylor Swift. He listens to the show a fair bit. And the other day I wanted to play Taylor Swift's Christmas song on the show.
Yeah.
Because I love Christmas and Taylor. And he sent me this Taylor Swift signed framed picture that's actually for sale on the new Rutherford Buy, Swap and Sell page. So I was like, oh, that's really nice.
Like just a link to it. He didn't buy it for me.
He just said
daddy thing to think of. You know, his young daughter.
My daughter loves Taylor Swift. Here's a link to a Taylor Swift thing that I saw.
So he joins us now. Morning, Daddy Glenn.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm cold.
Oh, isn't it chilly? It's freezing.
We've been lucky lately.
Now, Daddy Glenn, I've got to ask you a question, mate. Obviously, you've kept in touch with Jade all of this time. She's not your biological daughter.
That's correct.
Now, I love that you're thinking about Jade. You know she loves Taylor Swift. Do you sort of see Jade as your adopted daughter in a way?
Not so much that. I just listen to the three of you guys. I really enjoy listening to all of you.
Oh, you can adopt all of us.
That's all right. We like you, Daddy Glenn.
Yeah.
I think Hamish, how good's Hamish?
I know,
he's
right?
He's very good.
He's the best news reporter. Yeah, I've ever heard. He's brilliant.
Oh,
yeah.
Hamish is
he's giving us the wave.
Air in there, Glennie.
He's blushing.
Yeah. Man, we just thought, we'd check in with you and say g'day and see how things are going.
Anything exciting going on in your life?
Anything's exciting. I've got bees now. I am turning into an old man. I'm doing more gardening and now I've got bees. So
tell us, it's funny you say that because I've been looking into getting bees. And did you get one of those flow hives, like the ones where just turn on the tap? How is it?
They are good. I haven't been able to extract any honey yet because I only got mine in January.
Okay.
But I guess I fell into the category, I thought it'd be just as simple as you buy one of these boxes, you put it in your yard, the bees go into it, and you turn the tap and you get honey.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But it's still beekeeping. It's still, you got to have a smoker, you got to break the hive apart and check the frames and look at the condition of the bees.
Right, okay.
But in saying that, I love that. I do love that part of it.
Yeah, so. You know what? That's really cool. It's funny Kruber said that because I said to Ben that we wanted to get one of these little bee flow things because I think it's something that everyone's doing now. There's been a lot of documentaries on how, like, bees are, well, not going to be extinct, but, there's
they
need them more.
So it's funny that you say that, Daddy Glenn.
Daddy Glenn.
Yeah, we're calling you Daddy Glenn.
Just give us an update. It was a long time ago that you did come into the show here. You did find your daughter eventually, didn't you?
No.
You haven't found your
daughter
yet.
Still on the search.
No, how it stemmed was, I'm just turned 50. So when I was 21 or so, I had a girlfriend who had the test from the chemist and it was 99% sure she was pregnant. Then she moved to Sydney to work and then rang me and said, there's no baby. So I always sat in the back of my head, oh, God, I could have a baby. And I would never have known.
Yeah.
So that's where that stems from. But how I come in and met you guys is because I actually won $1,000 on your show.
That's right.
Yeah, because you sent me the picture of yourself holding up a massive novelty check.
Yes.
No, that was just
photoshopped.
Holding it closer to the camera so it looked like.
Well, Jade was just, you know, she's got some daddy issues at the moment, Daddy Glenn, so she just wanted to say hello and
check in. And say thank you for thinking of me and sending me that Taylor Swift memorabilia for sale. Well,
hey, I was a bit shocked with what I seen your butt hanging out the other day. So it must have been on the same Facebook page, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look. Jeez, I know Jay does like to, you know, rub-a-dub-dub with the family in the shower, so, you know, Daddy Glenn, you never know. You never know.
No, I'm the opposite, so you couldn't be my child. I'm lucky they didn't get me shirt off.
Daddy Glenn, thank you for joining us, mate. Good to catch up.